Adventure. A path paved with bravery and treachery. A pursuit of hope. One that a hero must tread. And with the evils of this world only growing stronger, the time is now for a new adventure to begin. The battle rages on. The search for their champions continues. Is there anyone who is willing to put forth their own life?
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but it's getting a little serious, so we're going to go on to the next section. I hope you understand. Sorry, thanks.
Yeah.
Roll the sound bite.
What's it like in Kyle's brain?
The douchebags are back with a brand new adventure, a new land to explore, and a new intro that's totally not like the last one. In the pursuit of sweet crit rolls and the coolness that comes with it, they are the tabletop champions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Tabletop Champions podcast. I'm Sean, your Dungeon Master, and with me tonight we have Lauren, who plays Dagna.
I lost my opening quote, but hi guys!
Stephanie, who plays Boone.
I'm Blue.
Dabba-dee-dabba-da. Matt, who plays Cyrus.
That's it.
Look into my eye.
Kyle, who plays Cam.
Craig never sleeps.
I hate you so much.
Craig is like an evil Santa.
I just spit like my soda all over everywhere, Kyle. I like barely missed my computer. Oh my god. I need to go get a towel.
Oh no. Oh, this is it. This is our night.
And Ben, who plays Callus.
Greetings.
You guys are in rare form to start off with tonight.
We get through the whole fucking thing, guys.
It's all over.
Oh god, it's everywhere.
Oh no.
Oh, the humanity.
I quit. I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore.
So,
do you need a minute? Yeah, guess, or like...
Yeah, guys. Last week you did some things.
No,
got yourself
I would
in trouble.
Say
we got arrested.
I did some things
for the
we
podcast.
Well,
for the podcast, we showed an immense amount of emotional growth, and we let ourselves get arrested without
yes.
turning into murder hobos.
And I am so proud of you guys.
We did not kill a suite of city guards. So. Huge growth for us as a podcast. Also, sort of a major problem for us as a podcast as well, because we're all in jail now.
Yeah, I don't know. This is kind of circling back to before we even started recording, when we all got arrested for killing a king. But
this time we didn't do anything. I just want to point that out.
Yes, this time we did nothing wrong.
We were innocent.
Were we?
I'm not bitter. I'm not.
I think
bitter
to be fair, we were innocent the last time we also were in prison. But
that's also true.
Fair point. Fair point.
Oh. Yes. So is there something that we forgot about that we have that gets us out of jail? Because that's
no.
what happened last time. You
this is a Monopoly.
We don't have another note from the king. Okay.
No, I thought about doing a note, but then I realized, oh wait, that's done been done before. So we got to do something new.
All right, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I believe in you guys.
I'm glad you do, because that's it.
So I believe that last week we ended with Steph or with Boone being led into the cell in her plain clothes, her plain jail clothes. Boone, what do people see?
I guess I will walk into the jail cell. Head hanging very, very low, very, very defeated. So I guess as you notice, my entire body is all blue. But the other thing that you notice is that I have an enormous gash that goes across my entire throat that is healed by an opalescent snake skin texture thing.
That's so cool!
So you literally just have like a snake skin like that looks like a okay.
I'm sorry you almost died, but that's cool.
So just for specification of it, it goes greater, almost as big as the circumference of her neck. It stops like where her spine would be. You would interpret that this is a scar as though her head was almost severed at one point.
Oh shit. Oh god.
That is a good way to put it.
Cam looks at you and then like a light bulb goes off in his head and goes, oh, that's what that meant. Okay. All right. Got it.
And then the guards go, Dagna O'Leroy?
Mm-hmm.
You're up. Cuff up.
Okay. She puts up her hands like she's getting ready to get cuffed. And then whoever's cuffing her, she winks at them and says, you know, typically the rules are reversed, but I'll let it slide this time.
Oh, jeez.
The guard slightly blushes as he's cuffing you.
Was that your plan?
I'm working on it.
And leads you out of the cell. Do you put up a fight?
No.
Okay. All right. Dagna gets taken away. Dagna, yours is pretty much the same thing. Is there anything special you want to do as you are put in a room with some clothes and you need to get rid of your stuff?
No, I think she's just going to play the very coy, very flirtatious side of things. And
okay.
See how that works for her.
All right. So as you're doing that, while Dagna is gone, you hear the clatter of footsteps in the hallway. You would assume that it's Dagna being brought back, but when they get there, there are far less guards. There's only two. You recognize one from before. Callus, you recognize him as the one that made signs to you. Thieves Camp?
Okay, yep.
And they are leading an elf to the cell across from you. And this elf, we'll do this one. This elf is led into the cell across from you. You can see it through the bars. Its head is down and its hair is covering its face. And as they put him in the cell, give me a perception check, Callus.
Perception. 14.
You briefly notice the word danger flashed behind your back, or behind his back at you.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They put this person in the cell, and you can see, like, the upper portion of the bars. Like, it's basically a door with a small cutout with bars in it where, like, head level. You see this person get put in and then sit, like, disappear as though they're sitting down. And then the guards leave.
Mm.
And if you guys aren't making any motion to do anything else, shortly after that, Dagna is brought back and led back into the cell. And then the guards leave. The only sound you hear is torches burning in the hallway and some screams of torment and pleas further down the hall.
So what's the plan?
I don't know. I guess attempts to convince them we shouldn't be in jail?
That is not incorrect, but not sure how we're going to do that at this point.
Well, we could, and then I proceed to let me look at my spell list. Let's see what.
I just looked at my spell list.
Everybody make me perception checks.
Okay. I can
17.
Do that.
17.
25.
13. Natty 20.
Nice. Okay. So as you guys are chatting, Cyrus, your back is kind of turned. Your back is facing the opposing cell.
I have my eye patch on.
Yeah, that's fair. No, your eye patch was removed.
It's gone.
Oh shit.
And so you're standing like with your back against the cell wall or like the cell door. Your guys is slightly different. Yours is full bars. The rest of you that are kind of looking at Cyrus as you're chatting, notice the head appear in the little opening on the opposing door. Cam, you notice this thing disattach some sort of chain from inside of its hair, and almost immediately, this thing appears in your cell. And
what?
We're going to go ahead and roll initiative.
Oh, shit.
Give me one second to clear the old initiative order before you roll.
Was not expecting that at all.
What did
he? I thought it was going to like talk to us or some shit.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, I crit.
I'm scared.
Nice.
We basically all.
Oh, I crit failed. Oh.
I got a 15.
I got a 16.
Got a 16 as well.
I got a 4.
That hopefully that shiv comes in handy.
I don't have my armor.
Oh shit, I don't have armor, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My AC's weapons.
Like 12.
I have my weapon.
Or weapon. You do have your weapon.
Shit.
I have a weapon.
Is there any of you that are weaker than the others?
I mean, I'm a bard, baby.
Define weaker.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Well, I mean, because I have a thing, but
my AC goes from very good to not good, if that helps.
I have a I currently have a 13 AC.
Same. So,
Sean, I have an 11.
Yeah.
Okay, so just I'm bad. Just going to assume I can't cast any spells without the extra stuff.
I'm going to assume that you can.
Oh, sweet! Okay.
I'm going to assume that you're able to scrap certain things around to be able to do it. Unless it's like a crazy expensive material component.
No. I'm good. Nothing I need is expensive.
This is a little non-standard, so I'm not going to leave you guys completely in the lurch.
Ooh, I have something though. It's okay. I got it.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay.
All right.
Okay, are we ready?
We are ready.
Okay. So, as the thing comes into our cell, I'm going to cast Hold Person.
Okay. What's the save on that from me?
So, Wisdom saving throw.
What's your DC save, babe?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know.
It should be on your character sheet. Towards the middle.
Oh, I rolled a 6. It doesn't matter. That's super low.
Yeah.
This thing is held. This elf that you see is held. It has a grayer, a lighter gray skin tone. It is not a drow. It is something else.
Whew, interesting. So as I cast hold a person, I probably say to this thing, "What are you doing here?"
It makes no motion to respond to you. It just looks at you. It's kind of like the ring style, with its hair kind of dangling super long, but it's got straight white hair.
Okay. So then I'd probably.
This is your last chance to tell us what you're doing here.
Like, should I intimidate it?
It makes no. You can give me an intimidate. You already cast a spell. Talking is a free action. Intimidation would be another action.
All right. Then if it's not going to respond to me, then I'll probably say, "Get her."
Question is, can it even talk?
I don't know.
TBD. We'll find out.
But I don't. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of this thing just showing up in the cell and being like, "Okay."
Yeah. It's holding a chain that appears to be attached to its arm.
Wait, side note. Did he pick the lock to get into our cell?
No,
he just
appeared in your cell.
He like teleported
with your crit. Yeah, with let me see. Nope, it doesn't have any semantic or other components to it, so it just appeared in your cell.
That's disappointing. Okay.
Okay. Callus.
Callus will just walk up to it and say, they'll walk up to this person. "You teleported into the wrong cell here, I think." And is going to shank this elf.
Okay.
Oh, that's right, you have a shank!
Yep. There was a reason for the shank. Although I didn't plan on it, I'm glad you have it.
I assume that that just counts as a dagger.
Yes, it just counts as a dagger.
Does a 23 hit?
23 does hit.
Cool. So, give me one second as I figure out where my sneak attack is. Oh, and since they're paralyzed, I get that's an auto crit.
It is.
So that is 8 damage normal plus 23 crit damage.
How?
Or sneak attack damage.
You don't question Ben, Sean. You should know this by now.
It's fair.
Yes.
I mean,
sneak attack crit, is a nasty thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Sneak attack crits.
It's fair.
So that's bitch. That is 31 damage.
How was it a sneak
damage.
Attack, though? Because it wasn't damaged yet?
Because it was paralyzed, so I have advantage.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
He has advantage at sneak attack.
Yep.
Also,
okay.
It's next to Boone. But...
Yeah, and it's... yep. Okay. Cyrus.
Fantastic.
Since I've seen Callus attack, I'm going to attack as well with my halberd.
Okay.
You don't have a halberd.
Yep,
yeah,
I do.
Does. He can summon it.
Oh, all right. Damn. You got ghost halberd?
Pretty much.
Dope.
It just pops up in my hand when I summon it, and I bring it down onto his head.
Cam, for once, hit. Finally looks impressed at Cyrus.
22 does hit.
Things are looking up.
Yep. 15 points of damage.
Okay.
Matt, you roll another d10 because
yeah,
it's crit.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. 7?
So that's 22.
And okay. Bonus action for the hitting him with the button of the halberd.
Okay.
Does a 26 hit?
26 does hit.
And I need to do another D4.
Yep.
Come on. There we go. So that's an additional 9 points of damage.
Okay. Damn, you guys aren't fucking around.
We're in jail. It makes you hard.
Right? Your first prison scrap. I'm so proud of you. All right. Nate, no one's selling you for toilet wine. Yeah. All right, Cam.
I walk up this time now. I'm behind him, flanking, and just say, you know, it's a real shame they took our weapons. JK, I am motherfucking magic. And I just touch him on the face and do inflict wounds.
Okay.
And I fucking roll a natty one.
You have advantage. You have advantage.
I have advantage. Jesus Christ. How hilarious would that be? All right, hold on. Let's do it again.
He got so excited.
A 19. There we go.
19 does hit.
All right, okay.
So then, does that double damage as well?
I think so.
I don't.
Yeah, any attack that hits you is a critical hit if the attacker is within 5 feet. So, yeah.
Okay.
So that's 28.
So you rolled- oh, all right. Wow. Okay, I rolled it again. But yeah, that works too. So yeah, I do a bunch of damage. And normally this is the thing I like to do where I pull out the sword and like necrotic energy comes off it. But spoiler alert, I don't actually need to use the sword to do that.
Okay.
Looks cooler.
Okay. It's going to roll its save against it. It's a whiz save.
There's no save.
This yeah, is at the end of its attack. Turn. No, at the end of it. No, I took the damage. At the end of its turn, because yeah. It's turn yeah. now. And it, yes. You said it was a whiz save? Okay.
Yeah. For me, right? Is what you're
no,
talking
for
about?
Me. No, for 15. Him. What's your spell save DC?
I don't know. It doesn't have it on here.
What's your charisma
it's
modifier?
Above your, it's above your charisma, spell list.
Okay, my charisma modifier is plus 2.
So then your DC is like 13.
Yeah.
So 13. It saves.
Mine's plus 3.
Yeah. Because...
Oh, yep. Save DC is 13. Okay, sorry. I now see it.
Okay.
Boop.
Damn.
All right. Dagna.
Okay.
I get the feeling this thing isn't going to make it to its next turn. It had a plan, but...
Dagna's going to just look at it and be like, look, you could tell us one more time why you're trying to kill us, and maybe we'll let you go. Persuasion?
Sure.
Okay. 13? Probably not, but...
It just says... You are wanted dead by some powerful people.
Okay, me specifically or the group as a whole? Because this depends on a lot of stuff.
I wouldn't be in this cell if it wasn't for all of you.
Okay. Yeah,
Well, that's your problem, not ours.
I mean, I can't help you on that one, so I'm not going to. And she's actually, that's her entire turn right now. Because they seem like they got it, and she's not very strong or adept in this. So
you don't want to sing a happy jig to someone and give them Bardic Inspiration?
No, I think they've got it. I'm going to save the Bardic Inspiration for a special occasion.
Okay, fair. Boone.
Okay, so I don't have anything, so how do I, like, punch it with my fist?
Just...
An unarmed attack, a d20.
Yeah. Just a d20?
Plus your strength.
Okay, so 14 hit?
14 misses, but you have an advantage.
Wait, Steph, you gotta add your strength.
Oh, no, what you're do
not,
I have to add?
You're not flanking.
What's your plus on strength?
My plus on strength is 2.
So you actually rolled a 16.
16.
That is a hit.
Okay, cool. So then I get another d20. Yeah?
No, so now you're rolling...
1d4.
Oh. You probably only get one punch attack. I don't know.
Well, she's level 5.
Yeah, you're a level 5, so you get to punch him twice.
Okay. So
the second one would have just been a 15. You already rolled a second.
Oh, okay. Okay, so the 16 hits 15. Does that hit, Sean?
15 does hit.
Okay, so I got 2 hits. So is that 2d4?
Was it like
punch is 1 plus your strength.
Yeah. So you did 8 damage.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right.
Hey.
Done.
It's damage. You punched
him. Hey, damage is damage.
Exactly.
I like having a dagger better. This is annoying.
Yeah. Punches aren't like the most powerful attacks, you know.
If you're not a monk.
Yeah. Fact.
Okay. As your turn ends, Boone, you hear some... So what was the total damage on that?
8.
8. Okay. You guys hear some footsteps down the hallway.
Oh, no. Okay.
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 Callus.
All right. Callus is going to go in for another shank on this elf. I'm flanking with Cass. That's a 24.
It is.
That is a total of 18 damage.
What does it look like when you kill this thing? as you do so, you hear, "I better not see any fighting when I go down there."
Callus hears that and he says, let's see. God.
What is going on there, Ben?
No, I'm just trying.
He's trying to figure out how to quell them with his abilities.
Yeah. Help, we are being attacked. And is going to
speed up. And how does it look when.
So Callus is going to like sneakily like put the shiv into this elf's hand and then shove it back into their stomach.
Okay.
So it looks like the elf like came at him with the shiv.
As pure white blood pours from its stomach, it falls to the ground.
Ooh. As soon Sean
and the guards
Sean. As soon as the body hits the ground, I unsummon my halberd.
Okay. Perfect.
You crying from Dagna.
You see two guards come rushing up, and one of them goes, "What's all this, then?"
We were attacked.
He attacked us? We're just minding our own business.
And one of them looks in the cell behind them, and it's like, "How? What?" As they all say, "Turn around, face the wall."
Okay.
We turn around and face the wall.
Yeah.
They unlock the gate as a few more guards come running down the hallway. And pull this person out into the hallway and close the door behind him. Like a trail of white ichor is left on the ground as there's some mumbles between the guards as they pick this body up and then go back down the hallway the direction they came. And you hear, "We'll be back to deal with you in a minute."
We did nothing wrong.
I understand that. What was it? I don't know.
Did they ever even get to attack us?
I'm not built for prison. I call out.
Yes, of course they attacked us. That is, we defended ourselves. From
No. I'm sorry. That was out of character. I was trying to decide if I needed to heal anybody, but I was like, scrolling back through the thing. And I was like, I don't think they ever hit us.
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Anyway, sorry.
Well Boone played, with, Boone.
Boone with well the clutch hold person.
That was gonna be rough if you did. That was gonna be really rough if you didn't do that.
Okay. Shit. Okay, good.
So while they're away, do we actually want to talk to them and tell them what happened? Do we think that's going to get us somewhere? Or do we want to be quote unquote gone?
What do you hold mean on. By gone?
Like to hear that second option myself.
Yes.
Well, I can cast invisibility on us.
On all of us.
It's going to take up a lot of my spells, but we need to make it count if we're going to do this.
Well, we got the whole sneaking out part somewhat taken care of, but can you pick the lock, Callus? Bars seem a little well made.
I'm also gonna need to go get my sword back.
Yeah, I need my stuff too.
I need my entire kit, yes.
So
The prison break idea may not be the best idea. Okay. Do not have anything to pick the lock with.
You have your. Oh, how no, about you give that away?
Yeah, that's true as well because we don't have any of our shit.
Well, I could try popping the door open with my halberd.
Yes, and then you will fight an army of guards by yourself.
Okay, so that would be bad.
Yeah, alternate plan.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Cam.
No, I was just gonna say maybe. We try the conversation thing and we pull one of those two alternate plans somewhere before they execute us.
I think that's a solid plan. However, I'm also afraid that note's going to blow up in my bagpipe, and that's a very precious bagpipe to me. So
did you say that a note's going to blow up? That note. Okay. It's going to blow up inside of your bagpipe.
It's going to go safe. It's going to go Mission Impossible in her bagpipes.
It's not. This isn't an impossible mission, is it? I thought we kind of figured we could probably do it.
Probably do it. There may be some bad life choices involved, but we can do it.
Or unlife.
No one's a Scientologist or anything.
How long can you make us invisible, Dagna?
I think the longest I was able to hold invisibility was an hour.
That would give us enough time to get out and go get our stuff.
Would it?
But we don't know where our stuff is. That's the other part of this.
Counterpoint. Damn it.
I mean, there's unless they would be dumb enough to put up like above a room that says evidence room or something like that.
Or
I doubt we're gonna find your gear over here signs. Yeah. But to be fair, Sean, we would remember roughly, like, they didn't like bag our head where they walked us.
Yeah, no, you would remember down, they're treating you as average prisoners at this point. Like, it's not.
And so when we disrobed and put all our shit down there, we'd assume it's probably somewhere close to that room. So, okay.
As you guys are, go for
it. Okay. No, I was just going to say, it's got to be pretty close to where they made us do the whole, you know, strip of palooza. So.
Actually, I'm going to let this play out. I want to see what you guys decide.
Well, I don't know that we're going to decide to do anything right now. I still think we should try talking to them. Okay. I feel like the last time I said, fuck you, it was bad. So maybe not this time. Someone
else is
talking.
Click clack of a single pair of boots walking down a stone hallway casually.
Okay.
It's off in the distance at first, but it appears to be making its way in your direction.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Can I kind of like poke my head out or poke my head through the bars and see who it is?
The bars are really close together.
Okay.
That you would assume that this cell is for everything from gigantic barbarian whatever to small little gnomes. So they spared no expense.
Okay, that's fair.
So the click-clack gets louder, and eventually a woman wearing a very, like, sage green with gold adornments robe stops and turns at your door. It's a very fair elvish woman, and she says, I do apologize. Please, come with me.
And oh my god, it worked!
She waves her hand in front of the lock, and it goes click as the door slightly opens.
That's a neat trick.
You hear some footsteps coming down the hallway, and they're all bearing bags. And they bring them, and they're all labeled with your names, and they hand them to you.
Sweet.
Well, thank you.
Oh, and nice. They are your gear. And she says, we cannot be too safe in times like this. So I do apologize for your accommodation. We discovered the note.
And to who do we owe this pleasure?
Allow me to go to the Discord to the NPC name area.
While you do I'd just like to say that canonically, Cam has absolutely no shame and is changing while everyone's just sort of standing there. Drops the, you know.
My name is Mink Alta, but the time for introductions is not here in this place. Please, come with me. Allow me to make up for our indiscretions.
Do we have time to get changed and all that?
Already changed.
Right. Cam is like skipping along on one foot as he's pulling his trousers on and shit.
Yeah.
You really don't. You could if you would like to, but she's turned and started walking back down the hallway and left the door open, and the guards are making no sign to do it. So if you'd like to change, I think you'd be left the time, but you guys would be doing it in the same room, and I don't know how comfortable you guys are with each other.
I just care about my neck thing. I want to put that back on.
You throw on your gorget.
Yep. Thank you. I was like, I don't remember the name. Thanks.
I think Cyrus wouldn't take the time to don his armor. He'll just change his clothes.
Dagna's just going to follow as is, but using her mage hand to help her put on her tanner.
And Boone, Cyrus has a few nasty scars on his chest.
So she has a short lead on you as you guys kind of regain your senses and begin walking down the hallway following her. She makes a few turns, and then all of a sudden you guys find yourself standing outside of the prison on a starry night. You can hear the sounds of the ocean in the distance brushing up against the shoreline and the sounds of commerce happening throughout the city. As she steps out, there is a grand caravan sitting right there, and it's not even a caravan. It's what did fucking Cinderella what was that thing
carriage?
Called?
Carriage? Stagecoach?
Carriage, like a carriage or a stagecoach. It appears to be made of a golden metal, and it's led by two white horses. And there's a man at the helm ready to basically take you guys. She opens the door and ushers you guys in.
I get in.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just kinda looks around like, wow.
I'm now fully clothed, but I maybe brush a little bit of dirt off real quick and then hop in.
I just walk in, not really caring about the whole thing.
So you guys hop in, and inside the carriage, it's a bit larger than it appears from the outside. It appears to have, like, some couches in it. Very, very nice. You know, like, the wood where it's, like, made to, it's, like, tufted and all that. And there's a gnome in here taking some ice with some tongs and putting it in a glass, filling it with water. And he hands it to her as she enters the carriage. And she says, no, perhaps now is time for something a little bit stronger. And he thinks for a second and he walks over to a small cabinet and pulls out two bottles of wine and blows the dust off of them as though they're very old. He uncorks them and pulls out multiple glasses, wine glasses, and pours one for each of you and begins passing it around.
Can Boone decline?
Mm-hmm. Kellis is going to decline as well.
Okay.
I accept.
Yeah, I was going to say Dagna accepts.
And the small man says, if you insist, is there something more to you liking that I could provide?
Not for me, thank you.
No, thank you.
And he says, very well. As he pulls out, goes to a small chest in the side with a front opening door. And when he opens it, you see some kind of like, you know, cold vapor when you open a freezer in a humid area. Do that, and he pulls out a wooden tray that's basically a charcuterie, however you pronounce that, platter with different meats and cheeses on it, and a loaf of bread from a small drawer beneath that appears to come out warm. And he sets it on the table and then takes his leave in a small room to the left. As the woman sits down with her, like, she's got kind of a long couch that she sits down on luxuriously, sips her wine, pulls a piece of an olive off and pops it in her mouth, and she says, she finishes, she swallows very politely, and she says, I do apologize for your accommodations. And like I said, you must understand that these are dangerous times, but what you have brought has provided more than you know.
So I'm Cam. What's your name?
My name? I thought I briefly told it to you. My name is Mink Alta.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I was very distracted. This is a very nice, what do you call this thing?
Coach?
Very nice.
I appreciate it. My position affords me certain luxuries for times like this, when meeting with diplomats from other areas.
You consider us diplomats?
Diplomats. Yes. That makes sense.
Come with a Dagna O'Leary, correct? Or Leroy, correct?
Yep. That we did. We did do that.
Dagna, you
that your
hail
name?
From
Yeah.
You hail from Silvered Strings, correct?
Yes, ma'am, I do indeed.
Shortly after we discovered the notice, Trebek, your friend, called or sent a message to notify us of your arrival. We appreciate you being here, and again, with the trading charter and all that have happened, the last thing we want is to imprison anyone coming from Silvered Strings, but with Master Othos going missing and, from what I understand, his unfortunate death, we cannot be too careful.
I have a question.
Yes, good sir.
What was that attacked us? That's no ordinary elf I ever seen before.
From what I gathered walking down the hallway, you have made some powerful enemies, and it appears we have as well. That is one known as a Shandar Kai.
What? With Shandar Kai?
Yes, it's an elf that has chosen residence in the Shadow Plane.
Okay, so who do they represent?
Themselves and others when it benefits them.
Is there any way to determine who
wants
was
to kill
their
us?
Benefactor? Yeah.
I would imagine that after seeing that notice that Cinnamon is a party to drow, it wouldn't be outside the realm of reason that either someone within Cinnamon or perhaps a member of the drow have contracted the services of the Shandar Kai. For what reason, I am unsure. But it is very odd for them to be here.
Is there a reason why Cinnamon would want to start a war with Erebaeusia?
There has been some unfortunate circumstances as of late. Our trade relations have all but broken down. The elves of the forest to our east have gone more rogue and wild. We had a deal with them to keep trade routes open, but since then, they have been attacking different parts of the road, closing off trade. Cinnamon saw this as a front, as it was a part of our end of the deal to keep that clear. And with the trouble in Silvered Strings of a new town cropping up near Thistlepot Junction, where the food comes out, Cinnamon no longer has trade easily with the coast, nor with Thistlepot Junction. And it appears they have grown angry over that.
So what steps can we take, or I guess can Ebersee take, to help prevent an all-out war? Or are you wanting to move to a war?
The last thing we want is a war. A war like this would be a war unlike we have seen in our generation. We have kept up ties as well as possible, diplomatic relations, as much as we can for the previous 300 years. All has gone well, but it appears that Cinnamon not only is upset about the trade, but they may want a firmer handhold in the world.
So they're just being...
dicks?
Dicks? There we go. I mean...
one could say dicks.
I mean, it does sound like a dick
move. Their position is understandable in a modernized world such as we have. They desire the best for their people, even though many of their people live in squalor, and there is rumors of slave trade, but men of all forms and women seek power. This was destined to happen at some point. It's just unfortunate that it's happening now.
So
what is our... I'm sorry, but what is our role in all of this, really?
I don't know that you have one.
Outside of us being the messengers, I suppose?
It would appear that the Shandar Kai was sent before notice of us finding the letter reached their little spiders. So I'm sure they assumed that by killing you and intercepting the notice themselves, they might be able to have a reasonable way of explaining away anything that was happening. Fortunately, we recovered the letter before one of their contingent was able to intercept it.
Me too. I'm very glad that happened.
Yes, as well.
So what happens next?
We've been shoring up our defenses. I worried for Silvered Strings. Though they do not have a large part to play, they may fall under the thumb of Cinnamon. We have sent a large amount of soldiers to protect Silvered Strings. They are currently in the process of traveling through the circle, notifying them, and the plan is to help them fortify defenses.
Okay.
We will do our best to protect them, and our best is, might I say, quite strong.
So then how do we help?
Well, Dagna, I've been notified that you are not intending to return to Silvered Strings at this point.
I believe that's where my path takes me. But yeah.
Then I cannot ask you to intervene in a war that is not your place. You will have quarter, as well as your friends, here in Ebersia, as long as you desire it. We will furnish you with any sort of accommodation you need. And you are welcome to stay here as long as you like, or leave whenever you please.
Thank you, Lady Meek.
I cannot ask innocent victims in an approaching war to participate outside of their choice.
I don't think anyone should ever be asked for war. I think we should do everything we can to avoid war.
Mr. Macwell, that doesn't sound like your family speaking.
No subtlety, huh?
You're a Macwell?
Despite my best efforts, yes.
I am sorry I have spoken wrongly.
You know, I don't, I like to keep things kind of close to the vest.
Then yes. This does not leave this caravan, and I apologize if you were attempting to keep a secret from your compatriots.
Yeah, well, you know, here you go.
Are you going to kill her now? I'm kidding. I don't think Dagna would know who the Mackwells are.
She probably would.
Woo!
No, she wouldn't.
Okay.
It would explain the few things. That's for sure.
Well, a name is only what you make it. But nonetheless, I think for now...
Well, sometimes a name is something that you get, no matter how hard you try to make something.
As she then fills your glass to the brim in apology, and she makes a... From your knowledge of nobility and the higher structure, she makes a slight bow to you, which, from what you would take of her standing, is, like, out of place, as though she has done a great wrong and is trying to make it right and honor you in such a way.
Yeah, I try to be very courteous back and, you know, just, like, try to brush it off, and, but at the same time, like, following proper courtesy. Going right back into my training.
Right. You know full well how to handle situations like this.
Yes,
even though you don't you choose not to.
I choose not to. Yes. At this particular moment, before she arrived, I was in jail. So far, I'm following along.
And she says, find your time here. It appears that we have arrived. This seems very quick. And as she pulls away the curtain... you guys see some gulls, like seagulls, flying the night air. You appear to be much higher up in the city. And you can see from your vantage that you are on what appears to be a shell of some sort. Like a gigantic like seashell that's sticking out from the side of... You can't see from your vantage. But you can see over the rim the entire city, stories and stories and stories below. And she opens the door for you and stands, and she says, please, if you should require anything else, come find me. If you do choose to leave, I would love to furnish you with outfitting gear and perhaps a few things to make up for our indiscretions.
Thank you, Lady Alta.
It is very much appreciated.
I bow.
And she nods this time. She doesn't full bow as per proper courtesy. And no more word is said from her. The door is open with the insinuation that it is time for you to exit.
Like, get out.
Yep.
Okay. You guys all step out on a beautiful evening. You are standing at the precipice of a massive shell that overlooks the entire city. There appears to be another small, what appears to be boat of some kind, except for there is no sail. There is... a man standing next to it, and behind you, you see a large, very ornate entrance into the mountainside behind you. There appears to be multiple windows in it, as though even though you are staying inside of a mountain, it's meant to be exposed to the outside, and the stone appears to be worked in a magical way as to create a decorative appearance on the outside of this. As though elvish craft has made its way to stone.
Work. Where are we?
You are in Ebrasia, and I do bid you welcome, as she nods and then closes the door. And as she closes the door, the caravan begins to make its way forward, and as it does, the horse then makes his way off of the edge of the shell, and a small blue trail of some sort of fungal spores make their way off the back as it begins to then slowly drift downwards back into the city below.
She's our fairy godmother!
That is not something I have seen before.
Nor have I.
Hey, well, we're not in jail anymore, so high five?
Yeah! I think that's a plus. Is everyone okay?
I think so.
Well, not dead, that's a plus, yeah? Well,
sorry.
Oh, hey, can you guys all pretend that you never heard what she said on that carriage? Thanks.
I don't know anything.
I don't know about that.
Oh, really?
I think that's the wrong answer.
Say what now?
This is a beautiful place for PvP.
Right on the edge of a cliff?
Shove.
Yeah. Push. Boone, are
we,
you okay?
No, seriously, are we going to have a problem or what? Yeah. What's the deal?
No.
Not with you. Let's just say your family is a bunch of assholes.
Yeah. Oh. No shit. That's why I'm here.
As long as you know that.
All right, all right.
Listen, the thing about family is, no, you know what I was going to say? It's, you know, I can call them a piece of shit, but you can't, but they're pieces of shit. I get it. But seriously, don't tell anybody that, okay?
All right.
I've kept so many evil things about you secret.
What?
You guys were all there for the secrets he's keeping, I think.
I've also kept none of them secret and told everybody.
Yeah,
I've kept
none of them. Yeah, every time you're the one that's like, we need to talk about this, guys.
I've kept no secret.
Well, anyway, I'm going to go and see if I can figure out if they have someone here who is capable of resurrecting Brenna.
I might go with you because I might need to speak to a powerful cleric if possible.
And as you guys are discussing, the door opens, and in a long silken-haired elf walks out wearing a green robe, and he says, "Welcome."
Oh, that's so creepy.
Hi.
Hello? I hear you are to take inhabitant of Illithane Mansion.
Yes.
Sure.
Is there anything I can do for you?
Our friends were actually just looking for a cleric.
A cleric.
High power. Mm-hmm.
A very powerful one, if possible.
I'm sure we can find one for you. Would you like me to send you to the Grand Maester?
I look at Callus.
That would be a good start at the very least.
And he says, Anders? Ready the ship, and take them to Grand Maester Jarls.
He says, oh, right away. As he then hops in the boat and begins to, like, work his way around the ship, and then he makes his way to the back and pulls a little lever for the prow, and the ship raises itself a couple feet off the ground as a small trail of blue makes its way behind the ship.
This place is really cool.
I agree.
Me
Why
too.
Are we whispering about this?
I don't know.
I would assume that the majesty of the place has taken hold, and yeah. I do understand your amazement. Is this your first time in Ebrysia?
Yes.
Oh, well, yes.
I bid you welcome.
I may
And he
have
bows
to,
deeply.
I may have to paint.
Oh, jeez. Maybe.
No, please
maybe,
don't.
Maybe
that.
Wait a little bit. No rush.
Many
no,
attempts
no
have
rush.
Been made to capture Ebrysia's beauty. I would hope you would do it justice, and I'm sure you will.
We'll see.
He says, is there anything else you would have of me?
I think we're good.
I think right now that is all we require.
Yes.
And he bows deeply and says, then should you seek me, you can call for me in the grand foyer.
What is your name, good sir?
My name is Jarvis.
Jarvis, right. It is a pleasure to meet you, and I'm sure you will know our names by the end of this adventure.
So, like, what's included with the service?
I have been notified that anything you should require as far as provisioning, the finest Ebrysia has to offer in comforts, and
is there like a meal plan?
We do room service.
Food and drink included or extra?
It is all paid for. You need not worry.
Can I get like a turkey and bacon? Some Swiss?
Yes. Do you require that now?
How long would that take?
I can have it to you in minutes.
Perfect. I think we got some time, right, guys? You want anything?
Sure, Cam.
This is like, sure.
Oh, am I? Seriously, I'm the only one who's hungry? Come on, we were in prison for at least a few hours.
I haven't felt hungry in a while.
Oh. And he says, any of the 21 rooms this building has you should desire, I will send a service to Tuft the Pillows. And
dibs on the biggest room.
There are 10 biggest rooms. All of the same square footage. All furnished slightly differently to accommodate anything you should desire.
Actually, I have a question, Sean. Since I am now undead, do I get sleepy?
Yes.
Okay.
You do.
Hey, you're not the only one undead. I have to eat and sleep too, so, you know.
You're not undead. You're...
I'm on something, okay?
Basically revived.
You're un-Caucasian you're not pigment.
You're not undead. You just at one point were dead.
So you were like,
there's no distinction, but there is.
When so you guys look, Jarvis is already gone.
He's fast.
Damn. He kind of reminds me of Ghost Butler.
I don't know who that is.
Ghost Butler.
Think I'm going to go find a room.
Hey, guys, we should, when we're, instead of this war thing, should we figure out what happened to Ghost Butler?
I told you what's happened. Didn't you remember?
But, like, figure out how to get him back, because we're getting Ghost Butler back, right? We've all agreed to that.
Yes, of course. Yes. After we get Brenna. But yes.
Fair, as you guys are discussing, you see
just the
glory of this place is insane. One thing you do notice, you've noticed flying ships making their way around with that blue trail behind it. Mm-hmm. You notice a massive one, like a trade ship or a freighter making its way over the horizon from the sea towards the city. Bigger than you've seen before.
Wow.
That's a crazy sized ship there.
This place is so cool.
Very shortly after that, Jarvis makes his way out with a fine silver platter and approaches you, Cam. It's like the perfect sandwich. It's even got the little, what's it called? The toothpick in it with an olive on it, you know, with that perfect pimento in it. And it's cut diagonally and it's got like chips in the middle of it. Like, and he presents it to you, and he says, for you, sir.
My man. That looks like a good sandwich.
Only the finest Ebersia has to offer.
I need to get used to this.
Jarvis, how long does it take to get to the Grand Maestro? What, Master?
The Grand Maester, I could have you there within 10 minutes. At least to the head of the front of the temple.
Oh, delightful. Thank you.
Very much appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm going to go claim a room.
Okay, and as you turn to claim a room, you hear a massive explosion from the city below. And as you guys all turn around to peer over the edge, it appears this giant trade ship has crashed into the center of the city. It looks like it was bearing some sort of incendiary device, because a fireball like this should not have come out of something like this if it wasn't carrying some sort of massive payload of alchemist fire or something like that. As you begin to see ships then rush from all directions to converge on the scene.
Everyone, I have a bad feeling about this.
And
a very bad feeling.
As Cyrus says that, I think we're going to end the episode.
Okay.
Well,
war has come.
As always, you can keep in touch with the podcast by emailing us at suite@turtle.fyi. You can join our Discord, turtle.fyi/discord. You can check out our Patreon, patreon.com/tabletop. You can follow us on Twitter @tabletopchamps. I'm @Fung.
I'm @SeanTheDM.
I'm @TheVoidMan. The O is a zero.
I'm @RP_GGamer.
I'm @Nat20Stuff.
And I'm @TheNat1Lady.
Till next time, toodles.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.